So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 2, Verse 38. So I just simply speak English and you all have to understand. I don't have a translation. Kindly repeat. Mamaham iti dehado. Itvamityartam dir matim dasye mano bhagavati sudam tat kirtanadibhi mamaham itidehado Itvamityarta dirmatim dasyamano bhagavati sudantat kirtanadibhi mama my aham I iti thus Deha Ado, in the body and things related to the body. Itva, giving up. Amitya, not false. Artha, on values. Di, with my consciousness. Matim, the attitude. Dasye, I shall engage. Manaha, my mind. Bhagavati, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sudam, pure. Tat, his name. Kirtana adibhi, by chanting, hearing, and so on. Translation. Simply because I chanted the holy name of the Lord in the association of devotees, my heart is now becoming purified. Therefore I shall not fall victim again to the false lures of material sense gratification. Now that I have become fixed in the absolute truth, henceforward I shall not identify myself with the body. I shall give up false conception of I and mine and fix my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Kindly repeat. Simply because I chanted the holy name of the Lord in the association of devotees, my heart is now becoming purified. Therefore I shall not fall victim again to the false lures of material sense gratification. Now that I've become fixed in the absolute truth, henceforward I shall not identify myself with the body. I shall give up false conceptions of I and mind and fix my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Very good. Hare Krishna. Words of Adyamil. Now a realized soul. Purport. How a living entity becomes a victim of the material condition is lucidly explained in this verse. Your beginning is so, the beginning is to, let's see, the beginning is to misidentify the body as one's self. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita begins with a spiritual instruction that one is not the body, but is within the body. This consciousness can be possible only if one chants the holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and always keeps oneself in the association of devotees. This is the secret of success. Therefore, we stress that one should chant the holy name of the Lord and keep oneself free from the contamination of this material world, especially the contaminations of lusty desires for illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. With determination, one should vow to follow these principles and thus be saved from the miserable condition of material existence. The first necessity is to become freed from the bodily concept of life. So, Aryamil, we can say, he does simply make an observation of what happened. The interesting, he has been chanting the holy name actually all the time, calling for his son or his child, the holy name of Narayan. But then he's dragged away by the Yamadutas, and then Vishnudutas comes, the devotees come into the picture and they chant. So then in the association of the devotees, then something more happens. Because that's maybe what we are. When I mean chanting, so of course we have a challenge here. Okay, we have been chanting so long time, and maybe we think that not much ever happened. Of course, we have chanted in the association of devotees also. Well, something has happened at least. At least something. We're still here today. We may have a few years more to go, but we're still here. We keep going very much, maybe because there's the chanting in the association of the devotees. That's to say, a safe or solid or strong platform from which to continue in our devotional life and execute our devotional life. Of course, then the question is association of devotees, what does it mean? So of course then we can have quantity and we can have quality. So sometimes we can get, you maybe think you're getting too much of something, quantity, but then if you get quality association, maybe what we need. Some Krishna, they said, I'm sorry, bring in Krishna, they said, connection with pastoral care. So he said, we have so many programs and activities, that we don't have time for personal relationships and care. Of course, we can have different kinds. Okay, we just sit down and chant japa, we sit down and we have kirtans, bhajans, and I think you have plenty of it here. So you have a good quality. But then sometimes it's so much activity that personal relationships and cares maybe don't put so much interest in. Of course, he was mentioned one word, Matim, the attitude, with my consciousness, the attitude. So there may be a different challenge with what attitude, what intention we associate. Because maybe if we come and we want to just associate and talk about the mundane things, problems, and it's very easy. When we get a little bit old, if we get a little bit older, then maybe there's diseases, this and that, and all kind of list of difficulties the body can go through. So you maybe get entangled or absorbed in. So, still, the devotee, association of devotees and relationship with the devotees are important. And, in the Upadeshamrita, there, Rupa Goswami, he gives a formula for association. Dadati pratigrinati, guyamakyati prichati, puntivajayate ceva, sadvidim pritilakshanam. Offering gift in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasad and offering prasad are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another. So there we have a formula for quality association. You give some gift. Many times devotees give the swamis and gurus gifts. We can also give between each other. Then there is then the challenge is, and you have to get used to also, well, then if someone offers you also to be able to take, thank you. If you only give and don't take, it becomes a little bit, can become an imbalance in the exchange, and it feels a little bit constraining, because sometimes someone, yeah, take this. And maybe that's the problem of being a sannyas guru. Oh, Maharaj, take this. okay. Because then the challenge is to how to redistribute the gifts. So the certain balance, a gift is given, a gift is taken, and you know, maybe someone gives a big gift or a small gift, or but it, like, maybe one just have to accept the love or whatever the person had and say thank you and accept it. So then the person who gives is also happy. And then there is, so you offer gifts, you come and you offer gifts and give gifts, take and give. It's a take a gift all the way. Then revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially. So Prabhupada gives him the purport there, example of business men coming together over there. Maybe the breakfast table or the lunch hours, or sometime the meeting, or maybe meeting at the restaurant, they're coming together, they have a meal, and then in this setting they share something to eat, not necessarily prasadam, but they're sharing in that way. And then in this situation they confidentially inquire from each other, confidential inquiry from each other about what's important to them, their business. Business topics of various kinds. So devotees, in a way, well, maybe we come together then and discuss what's relevant to us, devotional service activities, and that what is related to devotional service. And then we could say the health also, in one sense, because if you have a good health, it's easier to chant and engage in devotional activities. If you get too sick, it may actually drag down your consciousness. Then it's a challenge to keep chanting or keep meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. Okay, so here the formula Rupa Goswami gave. So the gift, there's inquiry and exchange of thoughts, reflections, experiences, and then the prasadam. Here, for the devotees, the prasadam usually comes at the end. So we have like religious function, and then when the religious function, as the ending of the religious function, there is distribution of prasadam. I mean, in the religious function, you will worship the Lord, and you will worship the Lord, and with singing and dancing, but also with bhoga, with food, and then that is offered, sanctified, and then you share that with the participants in the ceremony or festival. So we may not have love, but we can have culture. So a certain way of exchanging and dealing. So love may be a little bit too elevated for us, maybe not, but we can say, but at least with a with an attitude or some respect. If I say like respectfully, attentively, that is also in the Bhagavad Gita. Spoken about giving in charity, you can give in different modes of material nature. So proper charity is giving to a proper person at the proper place, maybe with the proper intention, not to get something, but just simply to give. And then you maybe give to get something, or be seen as someone who gives, or getting some appreciation for that. And then in the mode of ignorance, you give to the wrong person at the wrong place or whatever. Of course, then the question is, maybe the drunkard is sitting around the corner and begging, and that's like a question. Do I want to give? One part maybe says, I should give something. And another part, well, he's a drunkard. So I think Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had his household as well. There was a beggar, the householder should give something. Something a little bit. And some devotee has as a system, at least in Sweden, because now in Sweden we have beggars at every corner of the town almost. Outside the various specific shops and train station, everywhere you will find beggars. So then what to do? And because some devotees just has some bag with biscuits with them or something, and they are prepared to give some charity, and then given something. Okay, so in the association of devotees, now Adyamila has a hope. He had experience what happens when you chant in the association of devotees. So then Prabhupada in the purport Adyamila speaks about what he shall not do. He will stay fixed in his spiritual identity, not identify. He says, I shall not identify myself with the body. I shall give up the full concept of I and mine and fix my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. So that, well, I shall not identify myself with the body. It sounds easy. It's a challenge. Of course, different levels of identification, grossly maybe it's easy, to a certain degree easiest to understand, yes, we're not this body, but then we get, okay, and I'm not the mind either. And then you have the intelligence, and then finally the false ego that we discuss, and that kind of ties you up, you glues you up with this false identity of I and mine, and Slovenian and Swedish, and man and woman, and stupid and smart, and I don't know, whatever. We can be caught up in different concepts of ourselves that is actually not yourself. At the same time, we do have this given, we're given in this lifetime, we took our birth from certain parents in a certain country, in a certain culture, with a certain language. And that's what we, in one sense, have to work with at the present. But of course, with a different eye, or at least with some different kind of differentiation, see, as is in body and mind. But there is more than that. And that is, I think it mentioned here, consciousness. With my consciousness. D, with my consciousness in the word-to-word Matim, the attitude. Okay, so finally consciousness is there. We as soul are conscious and we are inhabiting this body, and no, we try to separate us or keep a distance or view it from a little bit different side, not just that this is everything. Of course, yes. Okay, I forgot there what was the point. Okay, so we, with a different view, continue to exist in the body, a little bit different understanding, and then puts our priorities a little bit or much different, so that we gradually progress, become free from the condition, situation we're in, and can be free to serve the Lord, or determinedly serve the Lord. And then, and of course, Prabhupada says, okay, this is a secretive success. Let's see. This consciousness can be possible only if one chants the holy name of Krishna. Okay, so that's the Hare Krishna mantra. And always keep oneself in the association of devotees. This is a secret of success. Therefore we stress that one should chant the holy name of the Lord and keep oneself free from contamination of this material world, especially the contaminations of lusty desires for illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. With determination one should vow to follow these principles and thus be saved from the miserable condition of material existence. The first necessity is to become freed from the bodily concept of life. That was Prabhupada speaking. Okay, any questions or comments? Yes, thank you. Your English good.
How much is possible to understand my spirit soul? I don't understand my spirit body. Soul. How much possible difference? I know body. How much possible understand? I know realization, my spirit body.
Yes.
For me, it's almost not impossible to understand I.
Yes. So that's well, basically we understand. Okay, I'm spirit, and I'm jiva, I'm the soul, I'm conscious, and then well, the basic foundation for the is that yes, and I'm soul, and I'm this servant of Krishna. So at least that's some. We're in a serving position, we are in a subordinate position to Krishna. And subordinate meaning we serve, in one sense, Krishna. Well, Krishna gives, but he also takes. So he takes our. We try to give to Krishna. We're used to taking and trying to exploit, but now we understand it's not for my pleasure, it's for pleasure of Krishna. So we give with an attitude of something of selfless love or service. But the point is there is a serving. And then, of course, then the next question is my eternal identity in the spirit world. As a spirit soul, so what then Prabhupada does speak about the five different relationships you can have as a servant. Well, actually Shantaras, first Shantaras, a natural relationship, a serving relationship, friendly relationship, parental relationship, and a conjugal relationship, a loving. Okay. So Prabhupada said that's there. Now Prabhupada maybe didn't give so much. Well, there in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, in the introduction, Prabhupada said, for example, then he gives, for example, Arjuna. But that's very clear. Arjuna is there and Krishna is there and Arjuna is a friend of Krishna. So Prabhupada said that's one. But maybe we don't have so deeper just now and here at least. And whether I'm a gopi or I'm a coward boy or a parent or... Now we may have some appreciation for the different personalities in the Bhagavatam described, and that's something one can meditate on and contemplate, and also possibly imbibe the mood of specific characters, what is that, devotees, their character, their exemplary character in various relationship. Now in these words, Adyamir just simply says, I shall give up all false conception of I and mine and fix my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. So that is one. Okay, we should meditate. Okay, I'm a servant to Krishna, let me fix my mind at Krishna's lotus feet. Then we may develop some meditation. It's indicated some places by Prabhupada. And of course others are into it. That you cultivate some meditation on a specific rasa or leela or whatever that attracts you. For me, in the 12th canto, chapter 3, at the very end of the chapter, there is this kind of stressing the port of meditating on the Lord, and then there's a small statement that when you're thus intensely meditating on the Lord or firmly fixed in meditation on the Lord, it's stated there. There it is stated, it may be different in other places, but at that time when that devotee firmly established in meditation on the Lord, the Lord will reveal his eternal identity to him. That is there in the 12th canto. So that is one. Of course, we can in the present also meditate in various ways, and that could very well be an indicator of what we eternally are or will be. What happens with people in this world, there's some observation, what when there's a married couple and they live a long time together, at the end of their life, they start to look like each other. That's also, and sometimes, because maybe we also have a phenomenon that people tend to look a little bit like their dogs. And then there's certain, and I guess we kind of imitate, or we absorb a certain, by meditation, by association, absorb a certain quality, character, and like that. Okay, Hare Krishna. Let's see, any other question? Yes, it's okay, we'll let continue.
What about if we don't have association of devotees? We sometimes in our lives come to the time when we are without.
Yes. What do we do then? We keep chanting and praying that we get association. And maybe think a little bit long term how to arrange so that you will get association. Of course, association also is also for sound. So in this modern time, there's the internet and there's Facebook, and I don't know what all there is. different things through which you can be in contact. So that's a blessing of the age of Kali. It can also be a curse, the internet. But that way, take help of the technicalities of modern time and make a plan for, make a plan how to get closer. Okay, Hare Krishna. Okay, what, you had something?
I Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna book also,
yeah.
And many stories, Krishna gives the liberation for Arjuna 3, and the person come back in heaven.
Yes.
No go for Lolok.
Yes.
No need connect for Krishna. You, who is I and who is you? I satisfy for my level. Heaven have darshan for Krishna. Means I'm thinking, no understand who is Krishna. For me heaven, okay, thank you very much. So why going to this? No going for the Lord, no go for spirit level.
Yeah.
Full darshan means I thinking, no understand darshan.
You're thinking.
Who is,
does not understand. Well, yeah, okay. Well, if we take, for example, we take the example of Gajendra the elephant. I mean, he actually went to, I think, Vaikuntha. He entered like that. But before that, I mean, he was in previous life the king, who now was devotional king, and someone out of this king ends up of the elephant. And why, we may ask why, you know, these nice prayers. But then, as the elephant, he remembers the prayers of previous life, and then he became very conscious, and then finally, Narayan or Krishna or Vishnu comes, and then kills the crocodile, who then turns, comes out in a heavenly form and goes to, he goes to heaven, okay. So he is not a devotee exactly, but he's touched by Krishna. Whereas Gajendra the elephant is consciously praying to the Lord with his trunk, he's, he holds this lotus flower and then it's, praying these beautiful prayers, and then the Lord comes, and when the Lord, he comes and he touches the elephant, then the elephant turns he leaves elephant body, or he turns into a spiritual body and enters into the spiritual world. So there you have someone who dying praying dying, he doesn't die. He's liberated, he is saved by Krishna or Vishnu. Whereas crocodile there didn't have that consciousness, so he went to heaven. The Yamala Juna trees, they also, as I remember, they became demigods. They are demigods. Have been, yeah. But they also presented some prayers to Krishna.
Why no God? Why no have desire going for God? Well, for heaven.
Yeah. Well, the question is whether they were not yet on that platform, but they did have some contact with Krishna. So we don't know what happened in next stage, I mean in heaven, whether they continued contemplating the lotus feet of the Lord or something and become liberated or spiritually liberated and entering into the spiritual world with a spiritual identity. It's mysterious, yes. Well, yes. Of course, if we see in the previous life what they were not devotees. I mean, Gajendra the elephant was a devotee in previous life, and in this life he was chanting devotional prayer, and then the Lord came. The Yamaladuna tree said, Nalak, what was the name of them? Yeah, the Managriva and Nalakavir. Yeah, Nalakavir. Yes, what happened? So they were there, but they got the curse. When they got the curse from Narada Muni to become trees, they were in a. They were coming from a drunken state. They were not elevated devotees there. They got the blessing. Of course, Narada Muni blessed them that they would be standing in the court of Ananda Maharaj and Krishna would come and liberate them. So they got some liberation and went to the heaven. But say the background was not so devotional. So they went to the heavens. But they did get the blessing of having the darshan of the Lord. Yes. And then we have Prajapati Daksha who meets the Lord now and then, and then and still and other times does behaves in a strange way to devotees. Or the demigods that they meet with the Lord but they still stay on the heavenly planets. Okay, so we are lucky. Lucky we. Krishna, Krishna. We are here on the planet Earth in Kali Yuga. And that's terrible. But we are in a time, in a situation where we are in contact with the Holy Name, with a bona fide, it was a Guru Parampara, disciplic succession. And we have Bhagavatam and Krishna book and Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita to study. So in this, in one sense, unfavorable situation, we are having a very favorable opportunity to perfect our life and go to the spiritual world. Consciously, with something about the something about consciousness. There, with my consciousness, the attitude, I shall engage my mind on the Supreme Person. Well, he's putting his consciousness, now I'm going to meditate on the Lord. So in the same way, we should meditate on the Lord, his lotus feet. I would say this way or that way, meditate on his lotus feet, or in his name, form, qualities, and pastimes, and that way, make your life, make our lives perfect. and seeing the examples in the Bhagavatam and learn from them. Okay, good. Hare Krishna. It's time for me to end. Okay, nice to see you. You know, supposedly you're not so many today. I think it's a good crowd in any case. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhagavatam ki jai.